Be forewarned, the mayhem is about to commence. If you haven't heard, I'll let you in on a well-known secret. The latest Harry Potter book will be released at the stroke of midnight tonight. It's the fifth in the series. It's called Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Amazon.com charts pre-order sales of more than 1 million books, and bookstores across the country have sky-high stacks of the books that are under lock and key. At midnight, their front doors will open for those who simply can't wait till daylight to get their hands on the latest book. One of those stores is Rainy Day Books in Fairway, Kansas, where they're planning one heck of a party. Vivian Jennings owns the store, and she joins us now. Vivian, I was looking at your website, and I noticed that your party is called a dive-in. What exactly is that?
It's a dive-in movie party. So we're having a party at the Fairmont Hotel on the plaza here, and kids will be able to swim in Hogwarts Pond, and then they're going to see Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets movie before they get their book at midnight.
And you have all kinds of other events also?
We're going to have other things going on there, face painting and a magician, and food will be there, and there will be characters from the Renaissance Festival who can dress up in costumes from the book. Then at the stroke of midnight, fireworks are going to go off.
How great is the anticipation for this book?
The kids are so excited. I mean, we're also being open at 11:45 at the store for people who couldn't come to the party for a midnight dash for Harry. And so the kids are so excited. Either place they're coming, they're very excited. I mean, it's been 3 years.
Now, you can't make these books available until midnight tonight. Where are they now?
Right now, they're locked up in our basement.
Under lock and key? Is there a guard out front?
Oh, no, no, no. You know what? The Midwest, people are very, very well behaved in the Midwest.
Well, here on the East Coast, where we've talked to some of the booksellers, they've told stories about parents trying to slip them a $100 bill to see if they can get an early copy of the book. Do you have any experiences like that out there in Kansas?
Absolutely not. We have had, you know, people have been, that's the rule, fine. They've been totally cooperative. You know, it's just, I don't know, maybe it's a different philosophy, but we've had absolutely nothing like that. I don't even think about it, really.
Have you taken a peek at the book?
You know, I only looked to see the length of it, and I looked inside the flap of it this morning just because I was...
Come on, Vivian, you did.
No, that's it. I looked inside the flap to kind of see, because I was seeing if there was anything just generic that I could talk about the book. But other than that, I'm waiting, I'm patient, I'm behaving.
Those good Midwestern values.
Exactly.
Now, last time, for the last launch, the launch of the fourth book, I believe you did a pajama party?
Yeah, we opened early to be open for midnight. We were in pajamas. We had all kinds of things going on. We had milk cartons out in the swimming pool outside with ice down, and we had cookies, and everybody had, you know, some of the ladies had their face painted with face masks, and, you know, we had tattoos, and we had giveaways, and we had wands that the kids were given. We did all that thing last time.
So this time you had to top that.
Exactly.
Well, now, she's already, J.K. Rowling is already working on her sixth book, so mm-hmm. What do you do next?
You know, we're thinking about that, Michelle. We're really thinking about that. But it'll be bigger than this one, I can guarantee you.
Vivian, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Vivian Jennings owns the Rainy Day Bookstore in Fairway, Kansas.